Welcome to the Immortal Circle, your community page. Over the years, many Kunlun students have asked if there was a way to connect with their fellow practitioners for support and community. For this reason, we have created the Immortal Circle. This page was not designed to receive additional instruction or access to Mugen Rushi. That is why we created the Whispering Teapot. This page is for you to connect and share with your community. Mugen Rushi or myself may be on from time to time, but do not expect this of us. We've created the community page for you to engage with each other. There may be a time, we hope not, that we ask members to leave the group. You may be put on a community break for a while. This can happen if we receive several complaints about poor behavior. Not just one, but several. If this happens, then you need to take a community break and use this opportunity to reflect the feedback your community is giving you, and use the feedback to learn and grow. This is one of the reasons why the Immortal Circle is not part of your membership. We've created some guidelines to assist everyone in being responsible. Some of you may think this is common sense, but as we all know, what one person may consider common sense, the other person may not. We have set a list of guidelines so we are all on the same page. The reason why these guidelines have come about is because we have heard in many communities that the community has fallen or broken apart. And this is because of the communication within the community. So we hope that with the guidelines that we have clear communication with each other. One is contribute to your community. Make posts, share posts, engage. Engage with your community, contribute. Two, be mindful. This is a spiritual community, not a bar. The world is bigger than just us, and we are all here together on our spiritual path. Use the speech of compassion. Also, not everyone is going to like what the other says, and that is okay. We don't have to agree. Each and every one of you is unique, and we are all in different areas of our life. No area is better than the other. Agree to disagree. Three, be in integrity. Don't lie, make up stories, speak truth from the heart, not the ego. And no posting what you see here on other sites. Four, be your word. If you say you're going to do something, you do it. Show up, be on time, stay committed to your word. Being integrity and staying committed to your word are the foundations of character. Five, be generous with your love. Love everyone equally, no holding back. No waiting until you trust someone. Life is short, so open your heart and let them in. Trust them until they give you a reason not to. Don't make them earn your trust first. That is not friendship, but control. Six, no soliciting. This is not a place to promote yourself or other teachers. Use other platforms. Seven, do not make assumptions about what someone says. As we all know, words and texts come out differently than when coming from the voice. Ho'oponopono within 24 hours. Keep your community in harmony. If you need to, contact us. This may be one of those situations we explained where the person doesn't see how their actions are affecting people. We understand not everyone is going to be happy with what each other says, and that is okay. We are all allowed different opinions, but if you are constantly acting selfish and people are complaining about it, then it is time to look within. See what part of the ego is expressing itself and use it as a growing opportunity. For those who feel that someone is coming at them inappropriate, let us know, because unless we get multiple complaints about someone, then we don't know if it is a selfish action they are doing or if it is the person not looking within themselves and pointing the fingers out. And number eight, celebrate each other. When someone posts something, celebrate with them. Love them for who they are and encourage them. Don't pick and choose who you talk to. Be generous with your love. We are all here together on the community. Love each and every one the same. And remember, this is your community, your tribe, your mana. The spiritual path does not have to be a difficult and lonely one. But if you are not willing to put your heart on your sleeve, then no one's going to get to know you. We are here to be in relationship with each other, to celebrate each other. Let this place be where we can share and trust. Tell the group when something strange is happening, because most likely It has happened to someone else in the group, and their experiences can assist you. And remember, some of you may have heard the term, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And that goes for your immortal circle. What happens in the immortal circle group stays in the immortal circle group. That way we could all trust and know that what we express is being held in a confidential area where we could grow and love and express ourselves freely without any motivations or attachments or judgments. Thank you all for being here. We love each and every one of you for the dedication and the strength and the courage that you have on your path.